And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
I'm very pleased to catch up with my very good friends from the SAN. I haven't been on air this year, obviously, clearly, because I've been locked away in that jungle. In fact, I lost 10 kilos while I was in there, which will please my guests tonight, because we have one of our eminent gastroenterologists, Dr. Saurabh Gupta from the SAN, on the line. How are you?
I'm very well, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. When I lifted a bag of beans in the African jungle weighing 10 kilos and realised that had come off from around my gut, I was a very happy person, and I couldn't believe how much it weighed when you lifted it up.
And that is very impressive work to lose that kind of weight.
Over 6 weeks. It's hard, and look, I would never have done it if I hadn't done it in those extreme measures. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you tonight, because if you said to somebody, look, for your health, it would be very advisable if you lost 10 kilos, and why don't you go out there and do that yourself with a combination of diet and exercise,
yeah,
that would be hard, wouldn't it? That's not something that's easy to do.
Well, look, Steve, people do, their weight does fluctuate. It goes up and down. But if you look at sort of sustainable, long-term and achievable weight loss of that kind of nature, it's basically impossible with diet and exercise. It's been looked at over the course of decades, and it really doesn't work. And if it does work in those harsh circumstances, people are really dieting and exercising extremely hard, then we see them lose the weight. But unfortunately, the truth of the fact is that over time, they'll regain that weight.
So that's my big challenge now, isn't it?
Yeah,
keep it off.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And we've also seen that those kind of diets, the kind of fad diets, don't really work in the long-term sustainable kind of thing. And weight loss programs have also shown to be, at best, modestly successful. You know, people can lose 2-3% of their total body weight, or sorry, of their excess body weight, which is really not the kind of numbers that we want to achieve to get good health outcomes.
Which brings us to your area of expertise, and we should remind anybody that if you are obese or you're heading toward becoming obese, you could end up being suffering from type 2 diabetes that leads to heart disease, high blood pressure, all of the things we know. You don't sleep well, and your appearance clearly is something that you're not happy about. So one answer is surgery. Now, in recent years, if you just go back, I think 5, 6, 7 years, you'll know better than me, to suggest to someone, oh, look, why don't you go and get lap banding or bariatric surgery, people would go, well, isn't that an extreme way to do it? But I get the sense that this is becoming simpler and more acceptable. Am I right?
I think it's definitely much more acceptable. I think people, there is a stigma associated with, well, both a stigma associated with obesity, but there's also a stigma associated with having surgery to correct obesity, because I think people go, well, what, are you weak? You can't do it by yourself. You know, you have to resort to some extreme measures like surgery. But I think that stigma is actually decreasing a lot because, look, those people who are in the overweight or obese category are no longer the minority of people. We're seeing, you know, up to 80% by the year 2025, 80% of Australians will either be overweight or obese. And that's a pretty startling statistic. So so it is becoming more acceptable. And we know with a lot of studies over time that, you know, your standard therapies don't work. So hence people are seeking out alternative therapies, and surgery is very effective. But surgery has a lot of limitations. You know, there's people who don't want to have an operation. There's a significant recovery time from major surgery, and there are complications associated with surgery. So people are looking for less invasive kind of options to lose weight, which are effective and durable. And that's where sort of this new procedure that we've started doing is coming to the fore.
What's the least invasive of those procedures?
Of the surgery, well, it's a good question. I think the lap band is probably, it's laparoscopic. It's probably got the least number of complications, but it's got the least efficacy or least effectiveness in weight loss. The sleeve operation, which is the removal of, you know, three quarters of the stomach to create sort of like a tubular stomach, that's also done keyhole surgery laparoscopically. And it's very effective. And then you've got your most invasive one, which is your gastric bypass surgery. And that has the best data and effectiveness for weight loss, but also is the most, a higher risk procedure.
So in all of these procedures, your ambition is to reduce the size of the stomach,
yep,
to reduce people's desire to fill it. Is that a simplistic explanation?
It is a little simplistic, and only because we don't actually know the whole mechanism for why these surgeries induce weight loss. The traditional sort of hypothesis of, you know, you're restricting the size of the stomach, and the second one, which is inducing a malabsorptive kind of state, which basically means people don't absorb all the nutrition and all the fat and the calories and things that they ingest. That is a little simplistic because we know now there are a lot of other feedback mechanisms, a lot of hormonal mechanisms, a lot of other things that we don't really have an excellent understanding of, which also contribute to significant weight loss. So it's not as easy as just saying reducing the size and causing absorption issues. There are complex other interactions that happen.
What's your success rate? Not your success rate. What is the success rate of, you know, for example, the sleeve gastroplasty?
Yeah.
Does everybody lose weight, and does everybody stay keep that weight off?
Yeah. So we need to. So Steve, the difference between what we're starting to do now at the SAN with this with our group called Bariatrics Australia, it's an endoscopic procedure, so it's basically a minimally invasive procedure.
And incredibly, you do that through the mouth.
Through the mouth. We basically use an endoscope, which is the standard one that people have for looking at reflux and looking for ulcers and those kind of things. So we use a camera going through under a sedation and under an anaesthetic, and we basically are recreating like a tubular stomach, like the sleeve gastrectomy,
mm-hmm,
but we're not actually removing or resecting anything. We're just reducing the stomach volume by placing sutures through the stomach to contract it down. And so patients in this scenario, called the endoscopic sleeve gastroplasty, they are admitted overnight, generally for observation, and then often home the next day, or worst case scenario, 48 hours later, they go home. The effectiveness is really very, very good for these procedures. We're seeing in large American studies and large studies from Madrid in Spain, which is where they've taken off doing a lot of these over the last year or two, people can lose 50 to 60% of their excess body weights. So they can lose 20% of their total body weight and induce sort of diabetes. Improvement in the diabetes, not quite remission of their diabetes, but significant improvement in diabetes, blood pressure, you know, heart disease, sleep apnea, all of those kind of things that we want to treat. And it's durable. It's shown to be maintained, the weight loss, up to 3 years now in studies from overseas. It's very new in Australia. So we're the third group in Australia to actually start doing this procedure. So it's very, very new. So there's no real good long-term data that we've got in Australia, but that's what we're collecting as well. All our patients get, you know, enrolled into sort of prospective kind of trials, and we're collecting all of that data to see if we can recreate that kind of fantastic results that are being done elsewhere.
It's pretty exciting.
Very exciting. And it's minimally invasive. Patients come to me and they say, look, you know, doc, I don't want an operation. I've talked to my surgeon about it. I have time for the recovery period. I don't have that 6 or 7 weeks to get over it. I've got a busy job, or I've got family, kids to run around after. So I say, you know what, this is what exactly the kind of person that we're saying would be very suitable for this kind of endoscopic treatment, and because the recovery period is very short and we're getting very, very good results.
Have you had anyone come to you, Dr. Gupta, and you've said, no, I don't think this is good for you, not right for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's people who want to look, you know, it has procedure done for aesthetic kind of purposes. You know, they're not quite meeting the criteria. So the government's got fairly strict criteria, because we know that overweight is one thing, but obesity is what really causes most of those other problems. And that's a sort of a body mass index, or BMI, which a lot of people would have heard about. That's where if the BMI is greater than 30 and they have some sort of other associated health issue like diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, they would fulfill the criteria for this kind of procedure. Or if they're in the sort of more advanced obese kind of class, where a BMI of over 35, they would also fit, even if they didn't have those other issues.
So they've got to tick some boxes. It's not everybody through the door gets to do this.
Exactly, exactly. We'd be inundated. And if you look at the surgeons, they've only managed to get the tip of the iceberg with all these surgeries that they're doing. They're only actually able to treat 1% of the population who would fit those criteria. For a number of reasons, patients don't want, can't afford, don't have access to, or just don't wish to undergo surgery, even though they do tick all those boxes. And that's, I think, a big part of what we're trying to fill in the gap there.
Extraordinary stuff. I just find it really exciting and really interesting. I'm sure our audience will have as well. Dr. Saurabh Gupta from the SAN, a real pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Steve.